This is the Morning Crossfire on 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Okay, so thousands and upon thousands of people are affected by floods in Rivers State. Well, just yesterday, you might have heard on the news that the governor approved 1 billion naira for emergency relief measures. We've been going back and forth on this particular issue for quite a while on the Morning Crossfire. And to see that approval done by the government, I would say that's a win. Even if it's not what many people would expect, but still, conversations will be around what more should be done. What should we have expected from the government? Some people even say this took too long. The people already had been suffering the challenges that comes with the flood. And there was not a word from the government, as many thought that would come. People are even asking questions, where is SEMA? And not just donating that money, the government gave that 1 billion, but then a committee was set up, or a task force, and the chairman of that task force was George Nwaeke, if I'm not mistaken. Yes. Special Services Bureau, Governor, the Permanent Secretary of Special Services Bureau, Office of the Secretary to the Government, George Nwaeke, is the chairman of that task force, which brings us to the question of where is SEMA? Many would think that shouldn't this be what SEMA was set up to do? Are they even still existing? Oh, these are questions. But then, the very major thing out there for us to reflect on is the provision of the relief materials. Many have said, is that the best that the government can do? Now, when I say the government, I'm not referring to just the state or local. I'm also referring to the federal government. If we have agencies that tell us beforehand that these floods would come, what is the point of having such information if we do not have adequate preparation and, if possible, prevention or at least mitigate the effect of these floods? But it seems like year on year, these predictions come and we go through the same circle where only relief materials seem to be what the government provides. Is that the best that can be done by government? Provision of relief materials for victims. We're live on Facebook and Twitter at Nigeria Info PH. You're already dropping comments on Facebook. We'll be taking those comments shortly. We'll await your comments on Twitter as well. My guest this morning is someone who is from a community where they are experiencing the flood. He's also an environmentalist, Evaristus Nicholas, an indigenous of Igboma community. Good morning to you, Evaristus. You're welcome to our studios.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
I'd like to get your contribution to this. Relief materials seem to be the go-to thing for government all the time. And this is not the first time we're having this flood. Then people would say you can't do the same thing over and over again and expect a different result unless we have chosen to just stay with the situation of being flooded every time and just providing relief materials. That, in some cases, doesn't even get to the people it ought to. I was speaking to some people at Mbiama, some of the communities there, and they don't see these relief materials like they ought to. This 1 billion has been approved by the government. It's going to be disbursed whenever it would be. The guarantee that it would even get to everybody that needs it the most is a critical question for you. Do you think that the government can do more than just relief materials?
Yeah, good morning to listeners. I think that it's good that we get the background of this flooding, and for me as a person, I think the government can do beyond relief material. This dam that is causing this menace in Nigeria is a Cameroonian dam that is called Legdo. It was built in 1977, okay? And there is an agreement they had with Nigeria when they were building this dam that Nigeria is also going to build a counterpart dam that is called Dasin Hausa Dam. Okay. This dam were supposed to be 2.5 size of this Lado dam.
That Cameroon built already.
Yes, that Cameroon has built. Now, this dam that was supposed to be built by Nigerian government, we are supposed to be the one, and cushioning effect
of
dam,
the one that
of
Cameroon
the one
has.
That Cameroon has. And now this Cameroonian dam provides irrigation to at least over close to 15,000 irrigation farm, okay, and these are own dam also supposed to provide irrigation to states like Adamawa, Benue, and all
around that region.
Yes, and also provide about 300 megawatts of electricity, to that environment. But you see, Nigerian government, being a government that does not care about the life of the citizens, refuse to complete this dam, started and abandoned it, and to this effect, our people are being flooded. When Cameroon, and in 2013, Nigeria entered into another agreement with Cameroon that at least before you open this dam, because when there
this
is an overflow,
after it was opened in 2012,
yes,
I think the first
because,
flood.
Yes, in 2013 they had an agreement, and this agreement is that when the dam, Cameroon dam, is full and wants to release the excesses, that they should inform Nigerian government. For me, this is an irresponsibility, as long as I'm concerned, that a government chooses for Cameroonian government to inform them of when to open a dam and to prepare for the consequences, instead of building and completing a dam that they started since 1981.
So it brings us to why we're asking this question, because we're aware that there is this work that can be done to completely avert the crisis that we're facing now.
Exactly.
So why is the government not looking at doing it, one? And then the states that are affected, why aren't those state governments also talking about the situation? Because I was also going through the history of this, and I realized that, okay, you can actually take care of this problem and we would not have the situation we're having now in Rivers State, in parts of in Delta State, in Bayelsa State, and many other states. And this will come every 10 years at this magnitude. As we speak on the East-West Road going to Delta State, people are saying that the waters already are beginning to come take over the roads. And that is also another problem. It might be a repeat of 2012. Well, we hope it doesn't get to that level. Why aren't these state governments affected also pushing to ensure that contract is revisited and the federal government does what is needed?
That's why I said that it is a sheer irresponsibility on the part of those that govern Nigeria. Because you can see that it's an aberration that in Nigeria, we prefer doing things that has to do with other citizens, completely outside Nigeria than taking care of the people that we sworn to the constitution to protect. Okay. I think that all the states that are involved, the northern states and the southern states,
and even in the middle belt, especially
the middle belt,
state, now it's taken over
the
by
water
flood.
is released to it passes through River Benue.
Exactly.
Okay, so it is a responsibility on the part of government. I am thinking that now government should be talking about how to complete that dam instead of talking about relief material. Did you watch in Anambra State, you see people dying? Did you watch and see in Benue people died? As I speak to you, the entire Ebema has been cut off. I can't go to my village. Okay, even the East-West Road is an understatement to say it's about to. A part of East-West Road has
already been cut off.
Okay, now, if I'm going to my village now, I get to a point, Ikri Road has been cut off. If I get to a point, you have to use canoe. In fact, you don't need to even drive your vehicle back home. You get to a point, you use canoe and cross over, and then you continue, you get to another point, you use canoe and cross over. Look at to further buttress the irresponsibility of the government. If you get to Ibocha Bridge is directly opposite Nigerian Agip Oil Company, okay, where that tank facilities are.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you get to that bridge, there is a bridge there that has been built for over how many years? And now, water overruns that bridge as a matter of annually. And now, River State government, as a promise, as a electionary promise, told us that they are going to build another road, which they have been constructing since 7 years in office, mm-hmm. and have not completed. And if you get to that part of the bridge, the other side of the extension of the bridge is also constructed at a level where water also overruns it. It's a responsibility. Okay, now that part of Ebema too is cut off. The part of Imo State, you can go through Imo State, is cut off. The part through River State is cut off. And yet, this is a part of River State that produce like you will say, the golden fish that laid the golden egg. It's unfortunate. As I speak to you, Mbede community is flooded, Okwuzi community is flooded, Ibota is flooded, Aga is flooded. Every part of the community is flooded and people have packed out of their houses. As a matter of fact, even a part of the place where I lodge when I visit home has been given out to, you know, people, you know, to cushion the effect. Yet, we're not sure that flood won't take that place.
How are the people coping in those communities now? Before we get to what perhaps local governments or individuals are doing, we just heard that the deputy governorship candidate of the PDP made some donations to some communities around that Ndoni access as well. For the people who are there now, who feel like, some of them already feel like they have been abandoned. The fact that the flood has already ravaged whatever they had, some of their farms have been taken over, and it's now a circle. If it's not by the rains, it's by the dam. And the predictions that came earlier for the flood wasn't even because of the dam. It was for the rains.
No. I think the rain is a part. Okay.
Exactly the point. The dam makes it worse.
Yes, the dam also makes it worse. But I want you to know that by the reason of the agreement that Nigerian government had with Cameroon, they were informed this year by September.
Before the dam was opened, yes.
Yeah, before the dam was opened. Now, the point is, why are we waiting to be informed? Because of the agreement of 2013. Okay. Now, what we are saying is that it's either that Ladogo Dam is open and we are flooded, or that the rain falls very, you know, frequently and we are flooded. So, whichever way. But the issue is that, you know, there are little things that can be done that can cushion this effect.
And that's what we're coming to. What are these things? Because people seem to be resorting to self-help. I was seeing a video on Facebook, but not here in Riverside, in Bayelsa State, where you have people, residents, trying to build some sort of barriers for the flood, filling bags with sands and trying to pile some parts of a compound to prevent water from coming into it. I know that they do the dikes. For instance, I'm from Brass, and you know the situation. I know the situation of the jetty and the waterfront in Brass before some work was done and then piling was done and to prevent the water from taking the land, because it was basically taking over the shores of that local government. If there are alternative ways, what are those alternative ways that can be employed by both state, federal government to tackle this problem in those our rural communities, especially those ones on living on very below, very much below the sea level and on the shores of the water bodies?
Let me first send my apology to you, because I know by now too your house would also be suffering the flood. But first, I think that Nigerian states should revisit that dam and build that Dasin Hausa Dam. Nigerian state need to build that dam. Okay? That's one. Number two, the states that are involved.
Yes.
The states that are involved should look at how the states involved need to look at how to, you know, dredge the river banks and do shore protections, and also ensure that, you know, the culverts and the drainage systems are working properly.
But what happened
in those
to the dredging of the River Niger and Benue? I think it was. There was a contract for the dredging of those rivers. How far that has gone, how would that help? Geographically speaking, I don't believe dredging solves a problem, because removing sand simply means acquiring more water.
Yes.
That's what it simply means. It's just removing sand so it can contain more water, and then it would at one point also overflow. So people sometimes champion the idea of why not properly channeling this water if we have a flow system where the water moves easily and just goes and empties itself via any of the distributaries. That would be good. The contract, we've seen dredging of the Niger River a couple of times, or the Benue River a couple of times. That seemed to not have yielded the result that is required. How is dredging still the option?
I think that dredging is not the option. It's like putting the cart before the horse. The first thing that we need to do to solving this problem is that we need to go back to that dam, Dan Hassan, you know, Hausa, Dasin Hausa Dam that we agreed to build. There is nothing that can be done without building this dam. Build this dam and then come into the internal, drainages, you know, construct them, you know, build drainages that will link into the rivers.
Do we have drainages?
That's another question.
Because we build roads and we do things on the side of the roads.
Nigeria has
they call it drainage. For example, the East-West Road, there's nothing like, not even a gutter. For major parts of the road.
My brother, you see, that's why a lot of people say that Nigeria is not working. Because there is no sector, there is no aspect of Nigeria that you will talk about and you see that Nigeria is working. We don't have drain. We don't have all of that stuff. It's quite unfortunate. Now, these things are not there. But we keep losing lives every day. But you see, I think that humanity should come first before we talk about gains and monetary and all of that. Nigerian state and its handlers should be looking at how best can we save and secure the life of these citizens. They travel abroad. You see them behave well. The moment they enter into the plane and fly down to any of those airports, it's like what they saw there is removed from their head. If you take Nigerian handlers and put them in some of those foreign countries, their heads will walk normal. I don't know what's happening to these our leaders. Because you see that you don't even know who will die next. You don't even know whether it is your brother or your sister or your child that will be coming back and be trapped on the road and dies. Or he could lodge in a hotel and water comes and flow and sweeps him or her away just like he swept people in Anambra State and in my place. It is quite unfortunate that we have this kind of people in our system. But I think that people will say that anytime you wake up is your morning. I think that Nigeria need to wake up now. It's not late. We can start addressing our issues. Mm-hmm. We can start doing things, you know, that will save our people. That's why 2023, my brother, sorry that I'm digressing to that. Mm-hmm. That's why it's very key to every citizen in Nigeria. We must allow the politicians, those who are vying for, especially the presidency, you know, presidential offices and the governorship offices, tell us, not in prosy. Tell us, what can you do to address these issues? And then when you are not able to address it, we hold you to account. You tell us, how can you do it? And we look at them beyond their walls and see those that we are going to vote into office that will take care of our issues.
We'll take a pause. We have a short commercial coming in. When we come back, we have a conversation around the monies that was released. And now that, relief materials seem to be what we can do now. How can we effectively manage that so it gets to the right people to alleviate the effects of the floods that they are currently suffering? You can send in your questions and your contributions on our WhatsApp portal 0809-030-6416. Again, 0809-030-6416. That is the number to send your message to. We're live on Facebook at Nigeria Info PH, on Twitter as well at Nigeria Info PH. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
We take off with the biggest conversations, with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say, hello, Port Hackett.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts.
Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station. And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
All right, we're back and live on Facebook and Twitter at Nigeria Info PH. Do well to watch, listen, and contribute on Facebook and Twitter as well. My guest, still very much with me, in the studio. He is an environmentalist, an indigenous of Igbema community, and Evaristus Nicholas. Having a conversation around the floods affecting various communities in Rivers State. When you look at the situation, it's not just Rivers State. Bayelsa is in shambles as well. Many parts of Bayelsa State in shambles. People affected by the flood. Parts of Delta State, parts of the East, parts of the West, the Middle Belt, the North. It's almost something that many never thought was going to come again after 2012. And to see that we really did not put much on ground to avert this crisis makes us wonder what our leaders are thinking and what kind of people we have in the position of power. Whether you like it or not, whether you belong to one political party or not, this is a major question you begin to ask yourself when you see the situation on ground at the moment. Just yesterday, the Rivers State government approved 1 billion naira for relief materials. Well, as it is, relief materials seem to be the only way to go because we already find ourselves in a situation where, well, there is nothing else we can do.
What an irresponsible
But even for the relief materials, if we had the predictions, many would have thought that months before now, places for IDP camps would have been set up. There would have been a structure as to how people from those areas that will be affected will be moved to these IDP camps like you have in the United States, where first of all, they make the announcements, oh, hurricane, this is coming, evacuate your houses. And then they have provisions for those that may not have where to go to. There is this point where you can come wait until the hurricane passes and you can return to your original state of dwelling. When you look at our system, you begin to wonder if any of such plans were made, because this looks like a fire brigade approach.
It is.
It has every signs of a fire brigade approach. My first question to you now would be, where is SEMA?
That question will be channeled to the governor.
Because task force was set up to help distribute this money.
If you ask me where is SEMA as a Rivers indigene, I will tell you that SEMA is dead. Because if SEMA is alive and working, SEMA, we are supposed to have a budgetary allocation. Okay? Now, if SEMA have a budgetary allocation, in event like this, SEMA is supposed to move into all these places, build these IDP camps, and start sending relief material. But now, we are now seeing that it is at the verge of people dying and losing their properties and all of that, that governor is approving 1 billion naira and setting up a tax force for it, which we know that this tax force will even himself have to warn that they shouldn't steal, rather they should add, that he knows that some part of
there's
the money...
the possibility that people might want to take part of the money.
We know that some part of the money will be missing. Okay? Now, it's pathetic. And if that is the case, what I'm even asking myself, what is 1 billion naira? The 1 billion naira is not even enough to take care of Ahuda West and East. How much more talking about Oba? In Oba, Ndoni is completely displaced. You can't see one single person living in Ndoni. One. You can't see. Ndoni is completely displaced. Ebema is displaced. You know, Oba is displaced. So what is 1 billion when we're talking about millions of people in this regard? It's quite unfortunate that our governments are reactive instead of being proactive. You react when issues happen. Look at the U.S. As we are talking, we don't have IDP camps in our community. We don't have IDP camps in Bede. We don't have IDP camps in Okwuzi. We don't have in Ibota. It is only some of the part of Oba that we see Goran donating his houses, part of his hotel, you know, for IDP. But what is government doing? Can 1 billion naira create an IDP camp that will take care of people in all of these places we have mentioned? Of course, no. What is the local government doing with our 100 million naira monthly allocation?
That was the next question.
That's the question.
The local government also were aware that these floods would come, so people would expect some sort of preparation. I know that Aouda West was talking about in Aouda, I don't know West or East, but there were plans by the chairman, I'll put generally, to provide some of these things. That was about some, I don't know, some early parts of this month or late part of last month. We've been even trying to get in touch with him to find out what plans are on ground and other areas that have been affected. What are we doing? What should we be expecting? But we haven't seen that happen. How much powers constitutionally does the local government have to handle issues like this?
I'm still a student of law, not yet caught over. So, but the question is, every man that is sworn to office is sworn to protect life and property. So their jurisdiction, whether in a local government or in or a councillor, all of their duty is to protect life and property. And that's, it is now that their constitutional provision, you know, is to be relevant. They are supposed to move in now and start providing all of this. Because the essence of those allocations was not at the first place for them to buy cars.
Why move in now if you had predictions telling you that this will happen before now? Why would they be moving in now? Why should we be seeing some local government chairman now saying they want to bring relief materials?
If you may have answered you this question over time and over again, I said our government is irresponsible.
Okay, let's open the phone lines. 0817-923-0002. You can also call 0817-923-0003. 0817-923-0003. These are the numbers for you to call to be part of the conversation. Is the provision of relief materials the best government can do at the moment for flood victims? Is this what we should fall back to every other time, like we've seen? It's 10 years after the one that happened in 2012. And in between, we've had floods caused by the rainfalls. And now we have the dam added to the rainfall, rising water level. I mean, generally, the conversation would be because of global warming and the region that we find ourselves as a people, our government should make top priority these sort of things. There are forecasts that would tell you that in the next 30, 50 years, with the rate at which global warming is going, we just might not see some parts of Bayelsa again. It could be taken over by water. If there's something like that out there, how prepared is government? In River State, some parts of River State, similar predictions. What plans are on ground? Are we just going to wait and only dwell on relief materials? Well, let's take some of your comments on Facebook before your call comes in. This one says, Ogu Ojone Justice, if there's State Emergency Management Agency, why should the governor appoint committee to distribute relief materials? Why not SEMA? Secondly, federal government is in a pitiable situation of being irresponsible for not being able to construct dams that will absorb the water whenever released from Cameroon. Ken Osere says providing relief material is good. Government should also provide more IDP camps. Cyril Thangod says great work, sir. We're proud of you. Okay, best. Odinioha says assisting the flood affected community shouldn't be seen as a matter of philanthropy. It is their fundamental human right as residents of an oil bearing community in the Niger Delta. Because they live in the river, government can't take assets from these communities and leave liabilities. Best Odinioha. I'm noticing that perhaps we're having slight issues with the phone lines. If you're struggling to connect with us via telephone and you can't access the studio lines, please send us a WhatsApp message. 0809-030-6416. Hello, good morning, Nigeria Info.
Good morning,
if you need. You're welcome. Your name, please, and where you're calling me from.
Yeah, I chose to be anonymous. I drove from Lagos yesterday to Port Harcourt, and I got to, from Delta, regularly, like you said, from Delta, Bayelsa, then the worst is River State. The most pathetic part is that the road is even being washed off. East West Road. Part of the road is being washed off. One side of the road was cut off completely. Both traffic, incoming and outgoing, was using one lane, and it was terrible. I mean, for almost 2 hours, we drove on that road from Delta the Patavian side, they're coming to as far as Port Harcourt. It's quite, quite terrible. So if the government do nothing about it this time, we might not have even an east-west rule in a possible mood that we have in now. It's terrible. And the right answer is what your guest has given you, an irresponsible government, whether it's state or federal. This warning we're given by the agency responsible for these things, months, and they choose not to do anything about it.
Okay.
What is going to be on to thousands of communities? I saw houses, two-story building along the road. The water was at the roof. It's pathetic.
All right, thank you very much. We now move over to Alu, where Blessed is on the line. Good morning, Blessed.
Good morning, my brother, PM Andrew.
You're welcome.
The issue of this flooding, you know, we have a government that irresponsible government, especially a state government indeed. Situation whereby there is no indication before that there's going to be flooding in state. What are the preventive measures they have made to put in place? Nothing. Let's come on board and government will bring 1 billion naira for the emergency of this thing. Where is the SEMA? We don't have SEMA. And the SEMA have just been happening here since the emergency of a governor week in this state. Now, talk what is happening. This thing has been notified that this thing is coming. People have been died. Farmland has been taken over by flood. And besides, you are bringing 1 billion naira. 1 billion naira for what? They are not bringing the IDP camp for the for now, so that it will be easy when the flood comes. And besides, when the Cameroon have opened their dams, meanwhile, we do not have that reservation here. In case of the too much flooding, that reservation will help us and they put it in place. Nobody should blame the government for this. We should blame all the state government, because we have this thing that is happening. It's not now, since January. Now, MS has announced this thing that so states will be informed about any flood. So time. And then nothing has begun to now. Now you are coming up to bring 1 billion naira. 1 billion naira. And it's going to be settlement for those political allies that have the same with him. Because 1 billion naira, if there is SEMA that is functioning, the budget will be made available for this kind of disaster. Just like when fire comes, fire will not notify you that it's coming. This thing has been notified that it will come. You are not putting anything in place. And then you are using instead of people just through the river, say the way that we be okay with the citizens. They are not putting it in order. Or today, Abuja, tomorrow, Cameroon, next tomorrow, Cross River. Because of your personal interest.
Blessed, thank you very much from Alu. You know, he said something which is interesting too. Fire service, same complaints. People say, oh, when there's a fire, then you find out that the trucks aren't working effectively. There's no water, there's no. And you wonder, what is the budget for these things? The same thing for, was on the news, you had the FIRSC here in River State, the commander, talking about how they don't have tow trucks. And the accident that happened on the element axis and the container that fell.
And people were in that bus.
May their souls rest in peace for those who lost their lives. And he said, well, he's been trying to get a truck that they can work with. So the question is, what aren't we supposed to have budgets for these things? Under whose ministry should these things be on? And what are funds not being provided for to take care of these issues? Or we only have to wait and we look at it as, and fire, I know they come every time. So maybe we shouldn't spend too much. Is that what the case is? That what the case is with SEMA? Is it more like we do not have disasters every time, so they don't need to be putting money?
Did you observe the way I
breathed? Could that be what the case is?
Did you observe the way I breathed? I breathed that way because it still fall back to. You see, the worst is this government of Onyesenwike. There is nothing that have worked in this government. If you go to the state ministry of state ministry secretariat, nothing is working. Everywhere is dead.
Some people would say it's unfair to say nothing has worked under the administration.
I'm telling you the gospel truth.
Some sectors might not have worked for you, but to say
tell
nothing,
me the sector you know
unfair.
That is working. Tell me the sector you know that is working. A state like River State, as rich as the state, does not have a tow. What do you call it?
A tow
truck to rescue people who. You know, who had an accident on East West Road.
Perhaps they had, but maybe the one they had.
Where is it? For how many days? For how many days? The truck fell on a bus carrying people, and there is no truck to lift it, and people died. People were there for more than 6 days. There was nothing to lift the truck. And then we are talking about fire service. Anytime there is fire, by the time they arrive, you discover there is no water. They don't have fuel. The truck is not even a functional design. Now we are talking about SEMA. What are we talking about? If you go to the state secretariat, nothing is working there. You just stay there. You use leg and climb the 17th floor. And nothing is working. And old men and old women are climbing there to go and do their pension biometric.
Let's hear from Walter and Rupoku. Good morning, Walter.
Yeah, same. Good morning. I'm interested into this matter because I'm one of the 50. We have been crying since 2016. Thank God, this man, I learned he's a practicing a lawyer. He has not been called to bar. These are the type of people we need to be vocal. But one thing is that when somebody you are begging something, you have to use a language that will, suit the person that is acting. Like he used irresponsible. That language should not be used because we are begging. Do you understand? Who knows who will be there tomorrow? The thing has affected one section of part of River State. That is the other axis. Now in our own area, nobody is talking because it has not come up. Who knows tomorrow? We are still in October. Like we, in my own area, we are concerned. We have been able to do some job in regards to these flood issues. Well, we have done some jobs which government they are aware, but we need some assistance from government. We are putting up less than 50 million. This job, I'm telling you, is not up to 70 million. We got out of this mess. But we are still begging. When you come to air, because some of us, sometimes we don't have to talk anyhow. Do you understand now? So, since what I mean is that we are begging. We should use that language so that the government should not say, this
should we be begging if constitutionally it is what the government is supposed to do?
We have to.
Our own money.
My brother, you are not there.
Our own money?
Assuming you are saying our own money.
Okay.
Is it in your hand?
All right, Walter, thank you from Rupaku. Thank you very much. Well, he says we should beg. People should be mild in how you demand things from the government. I would let you react to that shortly. But let's take a few messages on Facebook now. Like I said, if you're trying to get to us via the phone lines and you're having difficulties, I think we have just one of the lines active now at the moment, so you might find it difficult to get through on the other ones. You can send WhatsApp messages or get on Facebook Live and drop a comment as well at Nigeria Info PH on Facebook and on Twitter. David is calling from Yenagoa. Okay, David, just try to do this in a minute so we can get on with our messages. Good morning, David.
Yes, greetings from the flooded city of Yenagoa, Ifeanyi Andrew.
David, that's our city.
My brother, the thing is terrible. As I speak with you, I am one of the IDPs that can be mentioned. If there's any way you, Ifemi Andrew, my good friend, would help to give me support, I'll be grateful. The flood situation over here in Yenagoa is pathetic. You know Yenagoa very well. You know Akemfa, you know Agudama, you know Ebepie, you know Otiotio, you know all these places I'm mentioning. It is terribly so bad that people are suffering. And as I speak with you, the state emergency agency, I don't know what they are doing. The governor some days ago set up a committee. And my worry is, why are you setting up a committee when there is state emergency agency that is being set up by the parliament? So instead of setting up a committee that you receive fund and you are complaining of lack of fund, why not give that fund to the state emergency agency to immediately carry out actions? Now, the one that will come from SEMA, the zonal head, your guest the other day told us, it will be handed over to the governor. And the next thing you hear is, what committee and know what committee. It turns to a party affair. It's quite unfortunate. People are really suffering. We cannot pass through this hell. Have a nice day. Once
right,
again,
David,
my name
thank
is
you
David
very much.
West.
Another thing I noticed, I had somebody in Bayelsa telling me how landlords now increase rent because some people have to relocate and want to pay, and they tell you they can't collect 2 months, they can't collect 3 months. And this is another condition. In the COVID period, we saw what happened abroad where people gave our hotels for free, gave our houses because of the situation. Even for the hurricane that happened recently, I think was it in California, I can't remember which part of the US. But then why is it different here in the country where there's a disaster, people are seeking economic gain first? Ahead of that, it's a concern for us. We're running out of time, so let's take these messages first before we conclude. Murphy on Facebook says, it is a relief for sure and it will bring succor to the victims, but government should also put their thinking caps on to prevent flooding. Anthony Tobias on Facebook says, it is quite unfortunate that we don't have a responsible government in this side of the world. The people we have in government have no business to be there. Belema says, best is to create more dredging and to shore up upland to Imo River and also more drainage lines. The ocean water is getting higher by the day. Gift Tony Onwauzuzu says, I hate it when these floods come and we start talking about them as if they came suddenly. Emeoka says, the approval of 1 billion naira by the governor to flood victims is a good one. I also beg him to know that Auda East is also affected. I'll take one more. The 5 billion by the governor released to that effect. I don't understand what you're trying to say, unfortunately. Use on Facebook. On WhatsApp, this one says, assisting the flood-ravaged community shouldn't be seen as philanthropy. It is their fundamental right. Okay, I think we took this one before. This one says, this recurring floods can also be traced to the collapse of the river basin authorities in the country who were recipients of some of these waters, which they used for all year-round agricultural purposes. And hence the dam that was supposed to be built, it was for similar reasons. Those agreements were entered into. As we're talking, flood is severely affecting dwellings and livelihood of the entire Ula Upata Autonomous Community in Auda East. This is from Emeoka Monday. As we wrap things up, in less than 1 minute, now that the floods are already on, what solutions can be done? Is dredging, can we consider that for a temporal solution? Or we just have to wait until it goes away by itself?
I think
less than a minute.
I think dredging will help, but I won't finish this without mentioning to you that Aga community would have been quite safer now if AGIP had, you know, constructed the drainages and canals as agreed with us in Italy, because we took them to their homeland and warned them, and we agreed that we are supposed to construct drainages and all of that in 2019, and up till now they have not done that. If they have done that, Aga community would have been saved. Maybe would have been
all right,
saved.
Thank you,
Evaristus.
We're out of time. Thank you for your time. Thank you for being a part of the conversation. Hello, Port Harcourt comes up next. My name is Ifeanyi Andrew. Please do well. Stay safe.